Adolf Hitler was under pressure as he stepped into Army Group South's headquarters in the city of Zaporizhia in Ukraine on the 18th of February 1943. In addition to the defeats at Stalingrad, Kharkiv, and the city of Kursk, Nazi Germany's other problems were beginning to spill over onto the Eastern Front. The campaign in North Africa had turned from triumph to failure. The vaunted Desert Fox, Erwin Rommel, and his Africa Corps were in full retreat. The Allies were already on their way to take Tunisia, and when, not if, Africa fell, the Americans and British would probably attempt a landing in southern Europe via the Mediterranean. The threats were all too real, and for the leader of the Third Reich there was only one solution: halting all offensives in the Soviet Union. As he told his generals, this would allow him to release troops quickly from the Eastern Front to Italy and the Balkans should it become necessary over the course of the year. Germany had to go on the defensive on the Eastern Front, and the army would have to rely on courage and new weapons to protect the vast agricultural areas and hundreds of factories that it had captured over the previous 20 months. The decision was reinforced by the intensification of Allied bombing raids over Germany and the withdrawal of crucial Luftwaffe reserves from the Soviet Union to defend German cities. The armed forces no longer had the strength for another attack. Hitler had come to tell his officers on the Eastern Front, there in Zaporizhia, that there would be no new summer offensive. But by the time Hitler boarded his plane home a few hours later, his plans had changed. A proposal for a small advance in the middle of the more than 2,000-kilometer-long front line had captured the Führer's attention. Around the Russian city of Kursk, which had been recaptured by the Soviets a few months earlier, was a bulge. For Hitler, it represented a golden opportunity to turn the tide of war on the Eastern Front. German Declaration of Total War. On the same day that Hitler was discussing strategy in Ukraine, his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, delivered his famous Total War speech at the Berlin Sportpalast. The Nazi regime had gathered 14,000 fanatical Nazis at the indoor arena in southern Berlin to cheer as Goebbels spewed bile and fear across the airwaves. The minister confessed that Germany was in danger of losing World War II and that the war effort needed to intensify. In a fiery address designed to work his audience into a frenzy, Goebbels told the German people that the war now threatened to overshadow all previous human and historical experience, but that not acting would lead to the destruction of the Reich and a total Bolshevization of the European continent. The German army, the German people, and their allies alone have the strength to save Europe from this threat. Danger faces us. We must act quickly and decisively, Goebbels shouted, predictably eliciting a loud cheer from his carefully cultivated audience. Next came the famous words that would lead Germany into a new phase of the war. Are you and the German people willing to work, if the Führer orders, 10, 12, and if necessary 14 hours a day, and to give everything for victory? Do you want total war? If necessary, do you want a war more total and radical than anything that we can even imagine today? The arena howled its assent. The Nazis present almost drowned out Goebbels's voice as he wound up his speech with a rallying call. Now, people, rise up and let the storm break loose. The Germans had been ordered to give everything, and Hitler had just decided where they must give it. Total war was waiting at Kursk. Nazis feared defeat. Goebbels' announcement that Germany risked being defeated demonstrated the seriousness of the situation in 1943. The speech at the Sportpalast was the first time the Nazi leadership had officially admitted that the war could be lost and that the German army was in a tight situation on the Eastern Front. The winter had been hard on the German war machine, and the failed attempt to capture Stalingrad had cost them dearly. The attack had been launched in the summer of 1942, but by January 1943, General Friedrich Paulus's 6th Army was surrounded and was finally forced to surrender to the Red Army. By the time the fighting in Stalingrad ended on the 2nd of February, 180,000 German soldiers had lost their lives, and 90,000 had been taken prisoner. Enormous quantities of equipment were lost, and the officer corps was also depleted. Alongside Paulus, 22 other generals had surrendered to the Soviets, much to Hitler's annoyance.